From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees, with Germany taking in the lion's share of migrants in the current wave. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria can settle in Britain.
Given the scale of the crisis and the suffering of the Syrian people, it is right that we should do much more. So, Mr. Speaker, we are proposing that Britain should resettle up to 20,000 Syrian refugees over the rest of this Parliament.
At one point Monday, hundreds of migrants at a refugee center near Hungary's border with Serbia broke through police lines and began marching toward Budapest. France has announced a response to Syria's widening crisis, with plans to launch surveillance flights and possibly airstrikes against the Islamic State group on Syrian territory. Lisa Bryant reports.
President François Hollande said France will begin surveillance flights of Islamic State positions in Syria as of Tuesday. Those may lead to possible strikes against the terrorist group.
Aujourd'hui en Syrie,
In a wide-ranging press conference, Hollande said the flights aim to find out what actions the Islamic State group was preparing against France and its allies and against the Syrian population. But he ruled out putting French boots on the ground as inconsequential and unrealistic. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hassine Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré. This is VOA News.